welcome to Holly's Racing Fantasy. This is your hotspot for weekly NASCAR Cup Series race recaps, latest news, and of course, fantasy picks for the upcoming race. And now, here's your host and the voice of Holly's Racing Fantasy.
Thanks. You know what? If I were a radio DJ like I had wanted to be at one point in my life, yeah, and probably should have been, but instead I'm a loser, I would be saying, hey, how you doing tonight? It's 7:06 in the big city. We're coming at you. We're going to play a little bit of Fleetwood Mac this hour off of the Rumors album. But right now, I'm going to get you in the mood with a little Dr. Hook.
I never even heard Dr. Hook till this week. So you were playing
that is not true
on Sirius XM 70s on 7.
You have heard of Dr. Hook.
I've heard of him, but I never really heard him.
Well, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
But that's not, again, I'm a loser and that's not what I did for a living. So here I am to tell you that Christopher Bell won the NASCAR Cup Series in Phoenix Raceway this weekend.
Yeah, he did. Good for Christopher Bell.
Man,
he was
I guess he was due, but it's makes me kind of frustrated, yeah, because when I look at my notes and I do my research every week for these picks, and Christopher Bell has never won here and he's never done well here. So I was really surprised.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Well, why did he win?
Well, because Toyota's got a new car and they had a new short track package and
more than that. Why did he win?
Because he was due?
Nope. Because the race flipped.
Because the race flipped. Tell us about the flip.
The flip happened when, was it Denny? Who caused the flip? Was it Busher
Denny
or
Hamlin?
Denny
Hamlin spun out for no reason.
No reason.
And it flipped.
And it flipped because they were pitting and coming in and out at the different times.
It's true.
So those who were leading like most of the race, like Byron and Chase.
Yes.
Because of that caution.
The sixth and final caution.
Yep,
Denny Hamlin's spin.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. That's what caused it.
It really was.
Yeah.
So, you know, but whatever. I mean, if you look at the top 10, it's a little weird, you know,
yeah.
Christopher Bell, Chris Buescher.
Okay.
Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski. So it's good to see RFK back in the mix.
Yeah.
Ryan Blaney, which I suggested Ryan Blaney.
Yeah.
Ross Chastain, who I also picked. Martin Truex Jr., who I also picked. Michael McDowell, Chase Briscoe. Told ya. And Tyler Reddick.
Okay.
Which Tyler Reddick led for 68 laps, as did Denny.
Yeah.
But it was just, what a rough day for him.
How is Denny going to win a championship when he does not race well at Phoenix?
That's what he was trying to do.
I know. He keeps trying to, but he doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Well, he was doing great until the spin.
Well, but great is you got to finish the race.
I know.
Right?
It's true.
I'm telling you, you got to finish it.
You absolutely do.
You can't just, you know, start off good and get the, he had the pit box.
It's true.
He had a fast car.
It's true.
Don't sing it.
I always want to sing it.
I know.
Every
time everyone says it, hey, he's got a fast car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you hear it, you know.
You sure do.
That's our generation, the original.
Yeah.
So all your remakes and stuff, you know.
Our generation.
Yeah. I know they remade it and it's like a country hit. And
yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Gen X is also known as the not a crybaby generation.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, we're Gen X.
I just made that up.
And we're all sporting our Irish.
Ibe Gory. We are
right?
top of the morning to you.
Yes.
We are, because, you know.
This week.
This weekend is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. So we are in the.
We're in the green.
I'm as green as I'm going to get.
The spirit of the green.
Yeah.
And I also have some gold on.
Mm-hmm.
I have some gold. And here's the funny thing. I'm putting on this gold eyeliner and I'm thinking, oh, gold. That's kind of St. Patrick-y.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, really? And then I realize, oh my God, it probably is.
Yeah.
Because the leprechaun and a pot of gold.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm this.
Real.
Yeah,
that's
but
real.
I'm this old. And I just realized that gold is kind of a St. Patrick's Day.
Well, when you
Day
go
college.
To the Dollar Tree, you know, they got the gold coins.
And the gold on my bow tie.
Yeah.
So Todd Gilliland led 14 laps.
He did.
Even though he finished 17th, but that was just because of the whole flip.
Someone's got to put him on a good team.
I know.
Because he might be.
Well, you know what? Give
him
some time.
I mean, he's a good team. I mean, I guess
he's
on Aspire, right?
He's on Front Row.
Front Row. Okay.
I think. Thanks, okay. John. Put me on the spot, John. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's on Found on Road Dead.
Yeah.
They're a good team.
And of all the weeks, I do not have my driver tab geared up. But let me look. You know what? Todd Gilliland.
You know what? You got to have this stuff ready.
I'm right. Front row. Thank
front row.
You. Okay.
Well, I know you know.
Okay, yeah. Let's see what happened. Okay, so the race, that was the race, which was, it was better than I thought it would be, because usually Phoenix is a little bit of a
pretty boring
snooze fest,
yeah,
and you're kind of like,
yeah,
and you can read a little, but they had, you know, six cautions, so yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Championship preview right there, because that's where it happens.
Championship preview, so yeah, could Ryan Blaney make it a two?
Yeah. He might be able to.
He came in fifth.
He does good there.
He pretty much does.
And he's already in the, you know, chase, right?
If John and I had picked Ryan Blaney for our fantasy team, which we were going to, but we picked William Byron.
Yeah. Who's on Vegas. It said he's on the Vegas picks there.
Yeah.
So I'm on the Vegas picks. Well, they all are, but.
I know.
I'm just being stupid.
But still. So we stupidly picked William Byron, and now we're in the middle of the muddle. Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the flip, we would have been all right either way.
That's true.
But we should have picked Ryan Blaney either way.
We should have.
Yeah.
And if Woody had gone straight to the police,
none of this would have happened.
Ever. Never.
Never.
Never would have.
No one listens.
No one ever does.
No.
So anyway.
Yeah.
What is the NASCAR Cup Series news?
What you is know, really going on?
It's funny. I get a lot of my news from following pages.
Yeah.
And a couple people have podcasts, which is Denny Hamlin. He has his Actions Detrimental podcast. Mm-hmm. So his big mouth is always out there saying things.
Denny's always something to say.
If I have a report from Denny Hamlin, it's not because he's my favorite driver. It's because he's got a podcast out there and he says a lot. Mm-hmm. But Corey LaJoy also has a podcast. It's called Stacking Pennies. But don't go listen to them. Just keep listening to this one.
No.
Even though this is, I know that this
should
is
you?
A long-suffering podcast.
Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is not going to call races on NBC anymore. I am pretty sure that we did not go over that.
No, we didn't go over that.
I think the news came out the day after.
It's a little old news, but we didn't go over that.
Right. It came out the day after I recorded.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't go over it. He's going to call races for Prime and TNT.
Okay.
Because next year, 14 races will be on Fox. 10 will be between Prime and TNT. And then the last 14 will be on NBC.
Right. That's big news for Dale.
That is very big news.
You know
for
why?
Dale.
Do you want to ask big news for Dale?
Tell.
I'm going to tell you why.
Do tell.
Because Dale doesn't get the publicity or the promotion that he needs and deserves.
I agree.
On NBC.
He doesn't.
Because he's along with Ponytail. What's his name? Richard Petty?
Kyle.
I'm terrible with names. I don't care if this was anything I even knew anything about, but
that's okay.
But we have Ponytail.
Yeah.
Latar.
Right.
Right.
And Ricky Dickey. Which Rick Allen's okay.
He's all right.
But still.
Yeah.
And you got
but
Jeb.
Still,
you got Jebby.
Jebby. But we're not going there yet. You're giving it away.
Right. That was NBC.
I'm just saying.
All right.
But I'm glad that he's leaving because he's going to be like the head caller, right?
Yes. He gets buried. Yes.
He gets buried at NBC.
I know. He really does. Because if you watch him on other things, like if you watch him on this like Fox, NASCAR Race Hub and stuff and all the other shows
and
he does.
And his own podcast he has.
Yeah. He's pretty damn smart.
He
folks.
Is. He's really smart.
And he's a lot of fun
and
to
he
listen
just,
to.
He just needs more because it's always I'm going like this, back and forth. I mean, not that Dale doesn't have a accent either, but
right
southern accent.
Coming up next, we're gonna give you a little bit of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young with Southern Cross
and the traffic report, which looks like we're backed up on I-40 here.
If you're trying to get into the city, it's going to be a little bit time, so why don't you gear up the next podcast and take a listen.
Get your TV dinners
in your car ready
when you get home.
Y'all have a microwave in the back seat, right?
Yeah, they tried. Remember, they had a record player in the car. Did you know that?
No.
They did.
When?
Like back in the 70s.
What?
Yes, there were certain cars. Like, it was money, cost money, but I think it would skip a lot, but
That would seem like it would.
It seems like it would.
That's interesting.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I heard someone told me that.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's funny.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to say is 23, what's it? Kamui Kobayashi?
Okay.
Kobayashi Maru.
Is that Chinese
food? For the Star Trek fans out there. The Kamui Kobayashi is going to have his second Cup Series start at the Circuit of the Americas, which is after Bristol.
Ooh.
And he's going to be on 2311. I think he did one of the road races last year.
Is he Chinese?
You mean Asian?
What was that, racist? What I said, Chinese?
I don't know.
I don't know how to be anymore in this world.
I don't either. Oh my God, I don't either. Well,
because, I mean, it's Chinese food.
Yeah, but you don't know if, well, that's because it's specifically Chinese, but somebody.
Oh, right. That's true. Know, he might be Asian.
He could be
Korean.
Korean, Japanese.
That's true.
You know, so.
Okay, so I wasn't being racist. I just want to make sure I wasn't being.
No. But exactly. Yeah. So he's going to be racing at COTA, which is okay. Going to be fun. That's going to be the first road course for the year.
Ooh.
Love road courses.
He's good, isn't he? Or what? I've heard. Why is it his name sound so familiar?
I know. Probably you just remember him from last year.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he looks like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember if that's the one. I'm like, is that the one that was a jerk to Denny Hamlin? But then I'm thinking, would it be? Because he's racing on 2311. So I'm.
Denny's a jerk to everybody.
No, it wasn't. It was that the German guy. It was that Kimi guy.
Oh.
So it wasn't him.
Oh.
Yes. So okay. He has experience in the Formula One and Super Formula. And, you know, he's the international driver that, you know, they're trying to get into.
Okay.
Give a little bit of international flavor to NASCAR.
International Flame?
International Flame.
That sounds like a cool name for a restaurant. Come to International Flame.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, it's better than Dirty Gravy.
John wanted to open a restaurant and call it Dirty Gravy.
I just thought it was cool.
Nobody would go there. Who would go for eat? They would, oh.
Dirty Gravy. Think about it. It's kind of Grateful Dead-ish, you know?
I know it is, but it sounds like gross.
Come to Dirty Gravy. Well, dirty could gravy. Be like, you know, well, what's the rice called at Bojangles?
Dirty rice.
Dirty rice. Mm. You eat dirty rice. And in fact, if you eat bad rice, you're going to be sick.
That's the fried rice syndrome.
So if you're eating at least, you know.
That's true. Yeah. At least it's dirty. You know, they used to have a drink at this place I used to go to in Ocean City, Maryland, and it was called the Dirty Banana. Oh, it was delicious. It was
the dirty, like a, oh, I've got a dirty banana.
It was like a frozen rum, vodka, banana. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was delicious. I don't drink, but that was one for the.
I used to be able to have a little drink, but now I'm on so much medication. I can't enjoy a drink anymore. Like that's I used to have occasional drink, like, oh, I'll have a little drink. Yeah. And now I'm like, well, if you drink with this, you'll die.
Well, if you drink with this, your stomach will bleed.
Your stomach will bleed out.
Thanks.
Your anus will implode.
It's
implode.
True. It's true.
Pop filter, implode.
Implode. It was a sellout crowd at Phoenix.
Yeah,
it was. Sold out crowd.
Yeah, it was sold out.
I love Phoenix.
I know. It's so pretty.
It is. I love it.
It makes me want to play Red Dead Redemption, though.
Oh, it does.
Every time I watch Phoenix because of the just the landscape around it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick had some better pits this week, which is good. Daniel Suarez came up barreling up pit road, and then Denny had to wait for him. So that backed Denny up a little bit. Ricky Stenhouse has the best car wraps. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
He had a raspberry spiced Coke wrap that was like magenta
raspberry
and pink.
Raspberry spice.
I know. We got to try it. It's new and it's like a permanent.
Who's
like
going to do the cherry ginger ale?
Canada Dry.
You
Canada
said that,
Dry
yeah.
is having a new, yeah, it's a fruit fresher.
You're getting all your
cherry.
News here right now.
You are. It's a cherry ginger ale. It's going to have a little bit of actual fruit juice in it.
Godzilla Minus One, May 20th. May something release in Japan first.
Oh, there you go.
But,
there you go.
You know, they won the Oscar.
They did win the Oscar. Effects. And Oppenheimer won a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking down at my notes so everybody's going to see my double chin. Okay, yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
That's about all that we didn't go over yet.
Yeah, that's about the race, the news. I'm trying to think what else. Did you say, well, someone was fighting. Who's
Ryan Blaney and Bullocks.
Bullocks?
That means like S-H-I-T.
Oh, you don't
Ryan
remember who it was?
Ryan Blaney is fighting with Ty Gibbs. Thank you.
Yes.
Ryan Blaney and Ty Gibbs are fighting. And Joey Logano and John Hunter Nemechek are fighting. Well, John Hunter Nemechek caused the wreck that took Joey Logano out. So they're probably fighting about that.
Well, they need to take it out in the pit.
They do.
I want to see
I want to see fights.
Yeah, me too.
And we know that Joey Logano could fight.
Oh, Logano will fight.
Yeah,
He'll
throw
down.
He will.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see that too.
Yeah. But we're terrible, aren't we?
I know.
Once again, we come from the hockey generation.
Yeah, let them fight.
Let him fight it out. Let him get that out.
Who was it? Matt Kenseth and Joey that were fighting all the time?
Oh my gosh. Joey and everybody. Joey and Denny.
Gordon. Nobody liked Joey back in the day. Everyone was like,
I know. Well, he's very, if you watch NASCAR Full Speed, He's like, I don't have friends on the track. Yeah, I'm not here to make friends. It's what
none of them really do.
None of them really do.
They're all
except
like,
for some of them are.
Yeah,
nice.
But you hear like they're friends. All of a sudden, it's like, well, Ryan Blaney, you know, he's ready to fight. You know,
right.
It's like
a Bubba Wallace,
Chase, or Bubba. I thought they were friends. And
I know.
It's just like,
that's fun. Yeah.
You know.
I know. Carson Hocevar did well. Then he had a loose wheel. Folks, if you hear me talking about the same people, that's because that's the people who's in there. You don't hear me talking about Chase Elliott because Chase Elliott
hasn't
done
much.
Anything.
Yeah. But so, he would have had a better finish if the race didn't flip.
Yes, he would have.
Yeah.
Yes, he would have.
Yeah.
I want a piece of pie or a donut or cheesecake.
You want a donut?
I swear to God.
Okay.
I want a donut. I'm going to have I'm having oral surgery tomorrow, which by the time you all hear and see this, I'll be done with it. But right now it's Wednesday, so I'm having it on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I'm not thrilled about that. So,
yeah, I've heard.
I'm sure you have. Well, I am and I'm not. Like, I want to get this tooth, like, taken out of. I want to get it done.
Yeah.
But I also, you know.
Yeah.
I hate.
Wow, we really have nothing to talk about.
All right, let's move on to sexy booth talk.
Should we move on to sexy booth talk? Where is he?
You got to go get him.
I don't know where he is.
You'll find him.
He could be, oh.
You'll find him. Just tell him to put some clothes on.
All right.
All right.
That's hard. It's hard to do.
Okay.
All right.
You know what that saxophone means.
Oh, you know.
This is the part of our show when things get down and dirty.
It's so risque.
That's right. It's time for Sexy Booth Talk with me and my sidekick, SBG, also known as Sexy Booth Guy.
It's a me.
These are things that we heard the guys say live on air, inside or outside of the Fox NASCAR broadcast booth during the race. Do they realize it sounds sexy?
We don't know.
Folks, we don't make this stuff up.
No, we don't.
Are we twisted for thinking it sounds sexy?
You be the judge.
We just make notes and repeat the goods back to you.
We've got the goods.
We won't tell you who said it.
Our lips are sealed.
But we will say it could be Mike Joy.
Mikey Joy.
Clint Bowyer.
Clinty Bowyer.
Kevin Harvick.
Oh, happy.
Or maybe even Larry McReynolds.
Ooh, the Mac Man.
Okay, let's get into it.
Hey there, sexy booth guy.
Hey.
I've got a few sexy things to tell you about this
week. Ooh, they better be sexy.
Oh, they are. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, the first thing, this is like a back and forth. They called down to Denny Hamlin's car because he was the pole winner. And Denny Hamlin said, "What's up, buddy?" And the announcer said, "You're up, buddy."
Oh, he was ready for him.
He sure was. This one's kind of simple.
Okay.
You could adjust it on the left rear or you could adjust it on the right rear.
Oh, two rears. Whoever knew?
Now, this is one that I could not resist, and it's from a driver, but I won't say who.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
When I touch the flap, it just jacks sideways.
Oh, it's always nice when it goes the other way.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
It's a surprise.
Okay, this one's kind of boring.
All right, no, nothing's ever boring with me.
That's true. Ready?
Yeah.
You can't miss that. What a wrap job.
Oh, a wrap job. I haven't had one of those in
a long time.
A long time, I'll say.
And last but not least.
No, it can't be the last one.
I know. Okay. If these two keep fooling around, Noah Gragson is going to be right there on them.
Oh, he's going to be ready and waiting. Keep fooling around, boys.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The things they say.
I love it.
It was a good week for booth talk.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I hope you're going to come and serve me bonbons and coffee and things while I'm recovering from my oral surgery.
Okay, maybe I will.
But other than that, I want to say have a good week, sexy booth guy.
You too.
All right.
Stay sexy.
Me too.
Folks, head on over to FifthDownFantasy.com for the latest football news and fantasy rankings. For over a decade, Fifth Down Fantasy has been a top fantasy destination for those who need their NFL headlines like they need their pizza, hot and fresh. Visit FifthDownFantasy.com today. Real fantasy sports for real fantasy players. While fantasy sports betting can be fun, gambling can be a serious issue. If you or someone you know has a gambling addiction and wants help, call or text the National Problem Gambling Hotline at 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Standard text and data rates do apply. You can also visit them online at ncpgambling.org.
Okay, if you are ready, I am ready for my brilliant and bold fantasy picks for the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway. First up, we have Denny Hamlin, always very good at Bristol. Three wins here, and he's trying really hard. He's trying really hard to get a win. And I think he's going to push it really. He's one of those guys that's going to knock you out of the way. And that's who you're looking for at Bristol. You're looking at people who are going to knock someone out of the way so that they can get a shot at the win. And that is Denny Hamlin. Also familiar face, Kyle Busch. Once upon a time, Kyle Busch was good here every week. Then came the dirt. But guess what? No dirt this year. So I say Kyle Busch comes back around this week in Bristol. 8 wins? Come on. How can you not? And last but not least, Kyle Larson. Disgustingly good at this track. Seriously, top 10 finishes constantly. 1 win, still. I fully expect after last week's poor showing, Kyle Larson to come back around in Bristol. Bold picks. Erik Jones did very well last week until the whole switcheroonie and a little bit of a problem on pit road, which kind of put him back and he could never really make up for it. But he's got some 5 and 10 finishes here, and I think he's going to clean it up after the dirt is gone on Sunday. Then Chris Buescher, who did really well at Phoenix, which I was a little worried that it was taking him so long to come back around this season, but seems like the RFK boys are coming back into their own. So Chris Buescher won here last year, and I think that he might win here again. And for my last bold pick, I could not decide between Chase Elliott or Alex Bowman. So I'm going to say both because, after all, one can be an honorable mention. And, you know, this is my show. It's a no-nonsense show. And Chase Elliott really has got to get going, and I feel like he's almost there. And he's good at Bristol. Alex Bowman is also good at Bristol, and I feel like he's there. I feel like the two of them are just on the cusp of something. So I was going to go with Alex Bowman and maybe say Chase Elliott as the honorable mention. Because after all, we go road course racing next week and Chase Elliott will be on the spot for that. So let me do a recap for you. My brilliant picks are Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Kyle Larson. And if you want to go bold, go with Erik Jones, Alex Bowman, Chris Buescher, honorable mention to Chase Elliott. Those are my NASCAR fantasy picks for the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway this weekend. I'm sticking to them.
Interact with Holly's Racing Fantasy on YouTube or Facebook. Just search Holly's Racing Fantasy on each to find us. And don't forget to tell us who you like and why every Wednesday before each race. You can comment on the current HRF episode on YouTube or reply to my Monday night post on Facebook. Thanks.
That's the end of the show already.
That is the end of the show already.
There's no who you like and why, because nobody said that they liked anybody and why.
No.
Except for Rose from Wilmington, who does every week. But how can I say every week, here's Rose's opinion. Then you might as well change it to who Rose likes and why.
Yeah.
And have it be its own segment.
So we're going to keep it. We'll keep it real. We'll keep pushing it.
Yeah. Try to tell me who you like and why. That's nice. I want to say thank you to the people who watch and listen every week, which is definitely Rose and Eileen. And probably other people in my family, like my brother-in-laws and maybe some co-workers, but they never say whether they watch or listen or not anymore. So
they
I have
used
no idea.
To.
I know. Well, they get a shout out until I know they do.
Yeah.
So other than that, thank you to everybody else who follows me on Facebook and subscribes on YouTube. Oh, and, you know, I think my brother watches me. I think, you know.
Yeah.
I think Derek listens and watches, my nephew Alex.
So long. Farewell.
Avita, say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
I'm all German now. I've been watching these German movies.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, Zone of Interest. John and I watched all 10 of the Oscar-nominated movies.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
The first time we've really done it.
We're movie athletes.
We are. We've done very, very, we did a lot of hard work
move
to get
athletes.
There. In fact, we watched the very last one, like Saturday night before the Oscars.
Yeah.
And Friday, Saturday and Friday.
And we were shocked that Emma Stone's vagina won an Academy Award.
You know what? This is a PG show.
Is it?
Well, you could say that word.
If you just watch her movie, she won the Academy Award
for
Poor Things.
If you watch Poor Things, there's a lot of her lady bits.
There's
a
lot of lady parts in that movie.
Yeah, you could say the lady bits, or you could say something like that.
I said vagina.
Oh, he says it again. You know, you're absolutely...
It's not like I said...
Okay.
It's not like I said...
Dibbity.
All right. I won't say it.
Okay, don't say it.
No, I won't.
So I want to tell everybody to be safe here on St. Patrick's Day. Gear up for March Madness.
Yeah.
Want to say, send out some healing vibes and prayers to Daryl Strawberry, who had a heart attack on Monday night, the day before his 62nd birthday.
He did.
But he's okay.
He's okay.
He's coming along. He's going to be all right.
Yeah. Pray for Garrett Cole's elbow.
God in heaven. If you're a Yankee fan, you better get
We're just talking sports here, too.
We are talking sports, because it's okay. But March Madness is starting next week.
The Big East tournament starts tomorrow, right?
That's true.
Thursday.
Yeah, but I got to have my bracket ready by next Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
So the 20th, maybe the 21st.
I don't have time to do a bracket.
Oh, it's so much fun.
You know, it is and it isn't.
I do one for work, and then I might do one on my own. I don't know.
Your work has one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's $10. Everybody puts in $10, which I just did. And
where'd you get $10?
On my PayPal, man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't got much, but you know, I try to have a $10 for the
maybe
March
you'll
Madness.
Win though. Maybe you'll win.
Maybe I know I could win the whole pot.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe.
Speaking of pot. Pot luck. Pot luck, I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
You know,
is anybody going to do a boiled dinner? We're doing a boiled dinner.
Yeah, I think we are doing a boiled dinner. I hope everybody else gets some carrots and cabbages.
Let's make a bland dinner in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
It's probably bland because everybody drinks.
He was the saint who wanted that, right? St. Patrick, he was like, I hope they remember me with a bland corned beef boiled dinner.
Yeah, but they probably...
And everybody wear blue because that's my favorite color.
Actually,
they're wearing green.
You know what? They probably, because they would drink so much, they probably had to have a bland dinner.
Oh, right.
You know?
To kind of mix with the Irish whiskey.
It's true.
Yeah.
7:38 in the big city, and we're coming up with 50 ways to lose your lover.
It's to leave your lover. But that was awesome. You know, I swear to God, when you started that whole radio bit, I was going to say something of Paul Simon. Because that would be so 70s, right?
Were you really?
I was.
Oh, St. Judy's Comet coming at you.
St. Judy's Comet. Oh my God, I forgot about that song.
Yeah, I know. My mom used to sing it to me when I was little.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Well, I guess we got nothing else to talk about.
No, we don't. This is lame. I've got a lot going on, folks.
Yeah, but we're giving you the deal. You know?
No, nobody's really watching and listening much, so it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But I had hoped for more. I hoped to get merch.
Yeah.
But I'm still on my old pup here.
Merch. I was hoping to get some bling going, okay?
I was hoping to get a Holly Racing Fantasy mug.
Holly Racing Fantasy mug.
And, like, drink on the air so people would say, ooh, I wanted those mugs. Oh, yeah, $10. $10, you get one.
$10.
But, you know, it's all right.
But that's all right. I got nothing else to do.
I got nothing else to do. You've got nothing else to do except for sit here and mix the show all day law day and on night. Thursday.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
I know. Maybe we should just go back to podcasting.
I don't know. It's possible. We'll have to think about it.
I know. We'll see. Maybe skip the video.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know if people like the video.
Maybe I'm just in a mood.
You could be in a mood.
I think everybody can identify with my mood, right?
You could be in a bad mood. It's okay.
You know, it's not necessarily bad. It's just,
well, it's not,
you know,
bad. It's just kind of like,
I got a lot of doctor's appointments. I got stuck like 10,000 times today because I couldn't. I needed blood work. They couldn't find my veins. I got Band-Aid. They had to use my hand. That's fun.
Yeah.
And I felt like someone had beat me up after all that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I did because you spent that $10.
Oh,
woman!
You funny boy.
Woman!
You're so funny.
Yeah.
John's like, anybody who really knows us know that Holly would be beating me. Mm-hmm.
If you really know who we are, I'd be the one with the bruises.
That is.
And the black eyes.
That is so not true.
She is. I mean, it's just like, it's more, let's get this lemon tree out of the way. I got it. And I'm like, there.
It's more like,
you could hand those clippers to me.
You know, it's more like an emotional.
I could feel, give me the hose. I'll hose off the bird feeder.
I need to go eat something.
Yeah.
Chocolate buttercream or something. Mm. All right. You know what, everybody? Please stay safe. Don't get
wasted.
Don't get wasted on
Wash your
St.
hands.
Patrick's Day. Wash your hands still.
Wipe your butt, please.
And
come
then
on, you know who you are.
You know who you are. Wipe
your butt.
And then wash your hands after.
Yes.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Especially if you use your cell phone.
Oh, God.
Like majority of America does. They grab their cell phone, they go to the bathroom. Well, think about it, people.
That's
think about
bad.
What happens to that cell phone.
Yeah,
afterwards.
And then you're in the kitchen, and then you're cooking.
Yeah.
And then you're checking your text, and then you're peeling potatoes, and then you're checking your text, and then you're cooking, you're frying up eggs. And
yeah.
It's like, what do you think is happening?
What's going to happen?
Okay.
That's gross. Wow, leave everybody on that note.
I know.
I know.
But you know what? I hope that y'all have a wonderful week.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope that I'm I hope that I'm doing good by next Wednesday. And I'm like, hey, how are you doing?
And you won't be able to. You'll be talking like this.
I'm over talking.
Because you're doing a bit.
You got that sound effect?
This is Holly's Racing Fantasy. You want me to find it for you?
Yeah, this is Holly's Racing
Fantasy.
Do
you want to do it?
No, I don't. I thought you were going to. But that's okay.
Yeah, I could do it.
Wait. Oh, my tooth. Okay, that's fine. That's
good.
Yeah.
7:42 in the big city, and now coming at you is
time to go.
The long and winding road.
Every time that song comes on, I just wanna like ram my head in the door.
Yeah.
Or probably, go to sleep.
That's how everybody feels that's still listening to the show.
Yeah. You must have nothing to do if you're still listening.
Yeah, exactly. So
all right.
Farewell and have a good week. And you know what I'm gonna say?
I know what you're gonna say.
Race on.
Race on.